Yeah, I'm okay again. My AO was like 80%, 85, so I'll definitely be ready for the first game on Friday.
Because having a crook elbow is not really ideal for a peripheral shooter.
Yeah, just trying to get the rhythm back in my elbow, just going up and down. But I've been healing pretty fast, and I'm just happy to be back on the court and playing with my teammates, and just like can't wait to play on Friday. My vision's coming along good. My right one's way a lot better than my left one. My left one's kind of blurry, but my right one's just pretty. It's kind of perfect. So.
Are you getting closer though?
Yeah. It's like I said, like my elbow is getting better day by day. So.
You must be itching to get out there. I mean, not a long preseason, but coming across and as the NBA guy, yeah. You just want to get out there, I guess. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just excited to get out there. My first guy here came through a tough time with getting eye surgery and elbow surgery, and that was pretty tough for me, just being far from home and not really having no family members, and just sitting out half of the preseason, just watching the guys practice, and me without ever having surgery in my life, and sitting out for the first time was pretty tough, but I feel like it just made me a stronger person. Like I said, I'm just so excited just to be out there playing basketball again. Just can't wait to start playing.
Have you settled being away from home? How have you found that adjustment, and do you feel you've settled?
Yeah, I feel like I'm settled in a lot. I mean, it was pretty easy to me. It was just the time difference, but definitely having Ernest here with me helps a lot. We're like brothers. We knew each other before we came here, so that definitely makes it a lot easier.
You didn't have any impact in getting him here, did you?
Well, I'm not gonna really get into too much of that. I mean, we knew each other, like I said, before I came here. I mean, we've been talking, and I heard it was a possibility, but I just told him to just do what's best for him. So,
how did you go at the games against Melbourne last week? Did you settle in with your teammates and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I feel like it went pretty good, and just learning how my teammates play, and just trying to learn all the offense and playing with the guys. And like I said, I was just happy just to be out there running up and down and playing with our teammates finally. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it went pretty well.
Are you starting to gel with your teammates and learning the systems and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, just still learning, just still trying to learn all the plays and trying to learn all the defensive techniques and stuff. And just get out there and just start playing.
At the team breakfast the other morning, the coach said that you're your own man. And you bring your own basketball to the court. But does the specter of James Ennis hang over you at all?
No, not at all. I'm focused on being myself, and that's DeAndre Daniels, and just go out there and play hard. And I mean, like, we're two different players and two different totally type of games, so I'm going to go out there and do what I do best. Well, we went over a couple of New Zealand plays today, and a couple of my teammates just telling me just about the players and what they like to do, and just keep going and just keep learning. And keep listening to the guys, because all the vets, like Sean, has been here for a while. So just keep listening to the older guys.
Have they told you about the history between the two clubs, the rivalry and what dates back?
No, not really. No, I don't know the rivalry. Is that a big-time rivalry?
Well, Wildcats lost to New Zealand in two championships over the last couple of years.
So. Okay.
What about Mika Vaccaro? Was he a name that came up?
Say that again.
Mika Vaccaro? Did he come up?
Yeah, he came up, and somebody else came up. I forgot their name, but he's a shooter.
Yeah.
Warren or something.
They've got a couple of big physical guys, though. Yeah. Are you ready for that sort of physical pressure?
I mean, I dealt with it throughout college. Me playing the 4 and 5, I had to guard the biggest guys. And, I mean, I might not look very strong, but I'm pretty strong for my size. But, yeah, I'm definitely ready for it.